Council would like to respectfully acknowledge the local Aboriginal people who are the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this meeting takes place.
Pacific prayer. Almighty God, from whom comes every good and perfect gift, we give you thanks for the blessings you bestow upon us in this shire. Grant those who hold office in the council, the fruit of justice and truth, the wisdom and charity, in light of our responsibility and of the needs of those we serve, we may promote the true welfare of your people, exercise wisely and faithfully the authority committed to us, and advance the common good through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. There are apologies from councillors Bowditch, Scholes and Reynolds. So, Councillor Woodruff, Councillor McNeill, is there any dissent? I put it all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The ayes have it. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Councillor, is any dissent? So those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The ayes have it. Any non-pecuniary interests? Councillor McNeill.
Item 10.2, intention to use delegation to refuse DA extension to Repco building. Property is opposite my home. And 11.1, Muswell Coal Company. S138 Roads Act approval. I own property that is within Muswell Coal Company lease.
Thank you. Councillor Woodruff.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Community infrastructure, item 11.1, page 98, Muswell Coal Company, section 138, Roads Act approval and routine maintenance plan for Muswell Creek Road. I have a significant pecuniary interest, Mr. Mayor, as one of my immediate family members is employed by the applicant.
Thank you, and I know that there was another, and I've forgotten who that was. So, are there any other disclosures? I'm right. Thank you. Well, that then takes us to the public participation. Now, we have, and have at this stage, three people in public participation, Jade Richardson, Sarah Lang and Rachel Saunders. Now, I've spoken to each of them and indicated to them that it is likely that the matter will be deferred tonight to the May Ordinary Council meeting. And on that basis, they've indicated they don't wish at this point to participate in public participation. But of course, if the matter is not deferred, I've invited them to make that public participation today if we proceed to resolve the matter, the development application today. So I might just formally ask then if that what I've just said to the councillors is true of Jade, Sarah and Rachel. You're happy to hold fire, as it were, at this stage? Thank you. Well, that being so, I think we then come to item 10.1, which is
the construction of the multi-dwelling housing comprising 16 dwellings and associated site works at 19 John House Circuit, Muswellbrook.
All right, please move that consideration of the development application be considered at the May Ordinary Council meeting.
Certainly.
Is there any dissent? I put that then. All those in favour say aye.
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 Oh, sorry, development application. Councillor Ridge, points out we need to
raise our hands or not. Thank you.
So that's unanimous and carried. So can I just indicate to members of the gallery that that matter has been deferred to the May Ordinary Council meeting, and in the interim, Council will be having a word to the developer. And similarly to those people online, I hope you can hear that the matter concerning that development application in the early stages of Eastbrook Links has been deferred to the May Ordinary Council meeting to permit Council to have some further dialogue with the developer or the proponents of that development application. Please, by all means, feel free to stay for the rest of the meeting, but we will not consider it at all rude if you wanted to go home and eat or something, or spend your life more purposefully. But you're most welcome to stay if you wish. We welcome having an audience. We don't usually have an audience. Anyway, thank you. And similarly to those online, you're most welcome to stay if you wish, but don't feel that we'll think ill of it if you want to make better use of your time. Now, that then takes us to 10.2.
Which is the intention to use delegations to refuse DA 2058 extension to Repco building.
I move the action recommended.
Thank you. Is there a seconder for that?
I'll second that.
Councillor Eads, is there any dissent? Put that if all those in favour could raise a hand.
Thank you. That's
carried. And carried. Thank you. Thank you. Item 10.3.
Which is an adoption of a revised bushfire-prone land map.
Is there a mover for that?
Yep.
Councillor Ward, Councillor Foy, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
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 Opposing nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 10.4.
Which is the war on waste grants for council approval.
Thank you. May I please move it? That item be referred to be considered as part of the closed council agenda. Is there a second for that, Councillor Woodruff? Is there any dissent?
Yeah, I have dissent on that. I think the council recommendation is appropriate.
At this point, it's only deferring it to put it into the closed council agenda because of the opinion that's attached. You withdraw that?
Yeah.
Is there any other dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. Have it as carried. 10.5.
Which is the Planning and Environmental Services Regular Report.
Councillor Beads, Councillor Ward, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
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 Nice. Have it. It's carried. 11.1.
Musselbrook Coal Company, Section 138 Roads Act Approval and Routine Maintenance Plan for Mussel Creek Road.
I'm happy to move that.
I don't think we have a quorum, Ms. Mike. Issue.
I calculated this, and obviously I've calculated incorrectly.
Councillors Foy and Ledland.
I'm here.
That gets us to 5, which unfortunately is one short of the quorum. May I? There's no impediment to the delegation of 138, is there? I don't think there is one.
No.
It's only part 4s. No, not it.
No, it's not.
Can we invite the councillors back in, and I'll just move a procedural motion.
That's right.
Oh, just let me check that. I don't think that uses.
Party delegates.
Yes. Councillors, despite my earlier calculation, we didn't have a quorum for that item. It is a procedural motion that's recommended by staff anyway, so it seems to me that you could vote on it simply to defer it, to delegate it rather to the general manager to determine, which is the
recommendation.
So if you're comfortable, it's only a procedural motion.
I might move then
a motion in the form that's recommended. Councillor Eads, is there any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The ayes have it, it's carried. 11.2.
Which is a status update on the Bridge Street Rail Replacement Project.
Councillor Ward.
I did have a question.
Can I just take a second, Councillor Woodruff? Councillor Eads.
Got the pictures of there, how they're going to put the things back on the bridge. Are they going to put the animals back?
Can I ask the Deputy General Manager to answer that question?
Thank you very much, Councillor. We understand that's the case. They're continuing to liaise with us in a proactive way and showing a real willingness to help in whatever way they can. We understand that, sir.
Are there any other questions? Well, I might commit that then. If all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary?
Aye.
The ayes have it as carried. 11.3.
This is a monthly regular report to Council on the status of major projects.
I'm happy to move that.
Councillor Leland, is there any dissent? Are there any questions about that status update? I put that then. If all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it as carried. 12.1.
Which is the authorisation under section 226 of the Local Government Act.
Councillor Eve.
Just a question. The reason for that, exercising that, because it was between meetings?
I think the reason for that, just let me turn to it, is because there had been no previous delegation because it came to us quite quickly. I think if it's one that I'm thinking of.
Yes, it was the delegation was exercised on the 22nd of March to authorise the General Manager to make a submission.
I just think, I mean, there can be no doubt because it was distributed to all councillors, a copy of the instrument, but I just think for future reference it would probably be best to annex the actual instrument as well.
Yeah.
But yes, that was the reason, was because you no doubt will wonder what was the difference between that and Mangoola. Well, the difference was in Mangoola there had been a delegation to the General Manager, whereas in this one there hadn't. And the general, other than the general delegation, and the general delegation doesn't extend to making those particular
submissions
with respect to the coal industry and the power industry. So that's the reason for that. And timing is the difference. I think it was impossible to get a quorum in January that year because we had two councillors in hospital and we had another three councillors out of the Shire on leave enjoying time with their children or grandchildren. Now, are there any
other questions
about that? And there was a second, there wasn't a councillor. Yes. I'll commit the thing. If those in favour, if you could say aye. The contrary, no.
Aye.
The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.2.
It's the internal audit report on procurement and tendering.
Move it.
Councillor Woodcraft.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that.
Thank you.
Councillor Ledland, any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.3, Councillor Ledger.
It's the public exhibition of the draft 2001 and 2022 operational plan, budget and fees and charges.
Yes, I'd love to move that.
Thank you. Councillor Eves, is there any dissent? Just before I put it, can I thank Councillor Eves and all the senior staff who assisted in that process. I think it's a really good and a really good budget, a comprehensive budget, and of course a balanced, well, more than a balanced budget. budget in
Councillor
Ledger. Councillor Ledger, I do apologise. What did I say? Councillor Reeves. Well, thank you as well for your input.
Thank you, also, Martin.
Just wanted to say surplus results, of course, in the year of the budget itself and all its full estimates, and I'm very pleased with that. I'll put that then. If all those in favour could say aye.
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 The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried.
which takes us then to 12.4.
Which is the Community Grants Program Round 1 for 2021.
Happy to move that.
Councillor Woodruff, Councillor Ledland. Is there any dissent? I put that all those in favour, say aye.
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 Contrary, no. Carried. 12.5.
This is a regular report on Council's grant funding.
Councillor Reeves. Councillor Woodruff.
Yep.
I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.6.
This is a report on investments held as at the 31st of March 2021.
Councillor Ledland.
Yes, please.
Councillor Ward. Now, is there any dissent? I put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.7.
Which is the March 2021 monthly financial report.
Councillor Ledland.
I'd love to move that, thank you.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Councillor Eads, any dissent? I put that. If all those in favour can say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. The ayes have it, it's carried. 12.8.
Which is the Community Services Regular Report.
Councillor McNeill, Councillor Eads, is there any dissent? I put that, if all those in favour could say aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no. Ayes have it, it's carried. 13.1.
This is a report from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee for the 16th of March 2021.
Councillor Scholes away. Councillor Woodruff, Councillor McNeill, Councillor, you happy? Any dissent? I put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Ayes have it. Carried. There are no motions, I understand it. There are no questions with those. Are there any councillor reports? I might just start with those on screen first.
I'm good, thanks, Martin.
Councillor Ledland.
No, thank you very much.
Are there any at the table? Councillor Ward.
Anzac Day. Marching. Mass.
Yes.
From Martin.
Thank you. And I think that is a thank you to the organisers of the Denman Anzac Day service, and we might extend that to thank you also to the sub-branch in Musselbrook as well, who obviously both undertook that volunteering under difficult circumstances and much additional preparation caused by the COVID-19 outbreak. And I think it would be appropriate to write and thank the sub-branches for that, and all the volunteers actually, there are a number of them. Councillor Woodruff.
We'll just add 5 cents to Councillor Ward, if that's all right. What a brilliant place the park now is. The Anzac Day, probably at about 22, there was about 6 of us there, and by about 10-2, there was about plus to 300. So it was, again, sadly, at least at Denman anyway, we've lost a few return servicemen since the last Anzac Day. And it still is very unfortunate that we don't have the march, but it's also extremely comforting to see that the community comes out and honours people for the great country that we live in and the life that we have because of their sacrifice. The one point I will make is maybe we could have a look at Denman. I'm talking about where the flags and the speeches were held was actually up on the timbered deck, and it's very hard to actually access that. So maybe between now and next year, some form of a proper ramp with some handlebars on it that could be mobile, maybe. And we could use that there, because that's all the people presenting on the day, and yeah, people seen it, but see.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of trouble getting up on there. But again, pay respect to those who've fallen on our behalf, and also goes without saying what a wonderful memorial park we now have, thanks to the efforts of the council. So, very appreciative.
Thank you. And the other councillor reports. Thank you. That takes us to questions for next meeting. Councillor McNeill.
Yeah, I have. I actually have a list of questions which I'm happy to read, or I'm happy to just submit for the next meeting. They basically go to the understandings of how the council's position on the Mangoola Continued Operational Project was arrived at in the processes. So I'm happy to read them or just to submit them and ask the general manager if they could be submitted to all councillors.
Yes, I think I'm happy for them to be provided with notice, and then we can have a response by the mayor or the new councillor.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'll just receive that and close it and mark it and give it to the general manager.
Thank you.
Pleasure. That takes us then to a motion to adjourn as opposed to council to consider the confidential reports. Yes. Councillor Lee, Councillor Woodruff.
Is there any dissent? I put that all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, members of the gallery, for joining us for our meeting tonight. We're just now going to go into closed council to consider some